you need at least 7 exposures to something before it passes to the subconscious. 7 exposures to a message before it passes through to the subconscious. And remember that learning and studying are different than merely consuming material.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of wait for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is my learning system. I'm going to tell you what I do when I am learning, when I'm taking in new information, whether I'm looking for it, I've already chosen it, I am, reviewing, applying, etc. What is my process for learning? How do I use new information, etc.? That's what I'm going to explain here today. But before we get into that, let me tell you two things. Number one, my daily motivation text and Monday motivation text come out every single day, guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point. Text me at my number, 305-384-6894. And once those are going again, you'll be getting those straight to your phone every day or week based on your choice. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is a place where I do all my coaching. You want to have me as your direct coach. That is the only place to do it. That is the only way to do it. We have a 4-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. And we work with top-level performers. Those of you out there listening, you are serious about your goals. You have big goals. You have ambitious goals. And you are urgent. You have a sense of urgency about reaching those goals. You're the person we want to talk to. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Again, that link is down below in the description as well. Let's get into the topic here today, which is my current learning system. Now, as a person who is into personal and professional development, I mean that not only as a practitioner, but also as a consumer of it, understand that you want to be continuously inputting in order to be in position to continuously output. You see, I can't continuously teach other people if I'm not continuously learning myself, because eventually I'm going to run out of material to teach you because I'm not putting anything in. Can't keep pouring out of, you can't pour out of an empty vessel. So you can't be a teacher if you're not also a learner. You need to be learning something somehow, some way, from somewhere. And I am a big learner. I am a lifelong learner, and I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of listening when it comes to taking in new information and gaining new insights from people outside of myself. I personally don't tend to watch a lot of video. I'll tell you that up front here. As far as learning goes, I will watch video for other reasons. Let's say entertainment reasons slash informational, but not information like I'm trying to learn a new skill. Information is in, I just want to know what's going on in the world. Like, there are shows that I listen to because I just want to hear them talk about what's happening so I know what's happening. But I'm not doing that as like a learner. Like, this is going to be a new skill for me just because I know about it. It's just something I want to know what's happening. But today, what I'm going to talk about is my process for learning new things when I am looking to intentionally add to my skill set and add to my knowledge base. And I'm going to share with you some of the things that I do and also some of the things that I do not do. Point number one, topic once again, is my current learning system. Number one, I am usually consuming 3 to 5 books at the same damn time. 3 to 5 books at the same damn time. Now, usually that's 1 or 2 in the physical form. Then there's 1 or 2 in the digital format, like a Kindle book or iBooks. And then an audiobook. Often it'll be 1 or 2 audiobooks too. Sometimes it can be as much as 6. And the reason I do this is so that I can bounce around between different materials and different genres, because I don't always want to consume certain types of materials. Like right now, I'm reading this book called the Robert Collier Letter Book. And you don't know who Robert Collier is. He's one of the earliest copywriters out there who would sell products through sending direct mail. Like, he would send a physical letter to people and sell a product right there through the physical letter, like way back in the day. And a book was compiled. And I don't know if he did it on purpose, but a book was compiled of all the letters, the sales letters that he would write and his explanations of those sales letters. And I'm currently reading that book. And that book is very heavy and it requires a whole lot of mental capacity because you're reading what he's saying and understanding why he's saying what he's saying and his interpretation of it. It's kind of like a textbook, the way that book is. I'm not always in the mental state to take in textbook-like material. So I will switch over and listen to or read something different that is also a book, but it's written in a different way and is giving me a different message for a different reason. And it causes me to access a different part of my brain in order to process the material. So this is why I always have multiple books going at the same time. So I have different options as to what type of book that I want to read or listen to at that time. So if I'm reading a book on copywriting, like the one I just gave you, I'm not always in a mood to consume that, but I will feel like consuming someone who is, for example, telling their life story. I read a lot of books of people just telling their life stories, even people who I would not reread their books, but I'm glad I read the book because I just wanted to get a feel for what they had to say, what they were talking about. So again, different material for different moods, times, and energies. When it comes to audio, I like to have audio files of courses and trainings and programs that I have signed up for. So when I get into people's programs, I like when they have an audio version as well. So I can slap the audio version up on my smartphone and hopefully it's on some type of format where I can control the speed. So I can listen to, I can consume a whole lot of content in a very small period of time. I think my brain processes pretty quickly relative to the average person. So I listen to a lot of things on sped up. I rarely listen to anything on 1x speed. Let's just put it that way. Almost never do I listen to anything on 1x speed. YouTube videos. I even watch sports footage on faster than normal speed because I can process what's happening. I don't need to see it at regular speed. I'll watch it at 1.5, 2x. I do that all the time with the material that I consume. That allows me to consume more material faster. I'll probably talk about that more later in this episode. So when it comes to the teaching stuff, like courses and things like that, I like having the audio versions because I can take the audio version with me. So I can be taking a walk and I can listen to the course without having to look at the screen. Because most of the time with training courses and things like that, even my training courses and stuff, you don't really need to look at me while I'm talking because just me, nothing's really changing. It's just me there. I mean, you can read my body language if you like, but for the most part, you just need to hear what I have to say. You just need to hear what I'm saying. You don't really need to see me as I'm actually doing the thing. And most of the courses that I take, you don't need to see the person. You just need to hear them. So I'm not looking at the person. It's just their face, maybe some B-roll footage, or maybe they are writing things on a board, but usually they say everything that they're writing. So again, I don't need it. In addition to the ability to multitask, like with audio, I can multitask such as taking a walk or when I'm shaving, and I can increase the speed, which is very important. So when I'm listening to someone who's a native English speaker, especially people who speak slowly, I can easily process everything that they're saying at 2x or even 3x speed, if 3x is even available. So right now I'm listening to an audio book, that Robert Collier book. Often I put it on 3x speed. He speaks pretty slowly and I can process everything that he's saying and understand it at the 3x speed. Now, when I listen back to my own show, for example, this very episode, I'm going to put this on 2x speed because I know exactly what I'm saying. I don't need to hear it on 1x. At 2x, I get everything that I'm saying. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword, it's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is my current learning system. Number two. When I come across something really good or insightful, I will consume it multiple times over. Something really good, really insightful, something that is really useful and applicable to me in that season of my life, I will consume it over and over again multiple times. When I say multiple, what I mean is I may listen to the same book or the same course 5 to 10 or even 20 times, the exact same material over and over again. I recently read a book on audio. I listened to that book 4 times in a row, back to back. I finished it and started right back at the beginning and listened to it all over again. Why? Because I wanted that message to really get into my brain because I needed that message at that moment. I was ready for that message. So when I heard it, I said, this is exactly what I need. I listened to it over and over and over again and to make sure it kind of got through to me. There are training courses that I will consume the same one once every few months. I'll go back and listen to this again. Or, no, I haven't read this one this year. Let me go take this course again. I haven't listened to this one in the last 6 months. Let me listen to it again. It's time that I listen to this one again. So often I'll do that. I'll bounce back and forth between a new one and something old. So I'll read a new book that I haven't read before. And then before I move on to the next new book, I will go listen to an old book again before I go back to the new book. And I'll do the same thing with digital books. Not so much with physical books, but I will do it physical as I'm starting to accumulate more physical books. I got them here on the shelf behind me. You can't see them, but I got them here on the shelf. So I'll probably get into that with physical books as well. So that multiple consumptions of material, that matters because you don't notice things the first time through that you will notice the second, third, and the eighth time through. This is why you consume material more than once. Also, because if a message is strong enough, understand that you, even when it's strong enough, you are not going to really have it make a deep impression on you just by consuming it one time. You got to consume it over and over and over again so the subconscious mind gets the point. Because if you just think about it, you consume a whole bunch of nonsense one time. How are you going to have stuff that is really important have the same ranking in your subconscious as the stuff that means nothing? Because they both got one listen. So if you listen to or read something twice, now at least it's ranked above the nonsense. Now 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, the more times you listen to something, the higher it moves up in the hierarchy because now you're showing the subconscious that this matters so much that I'm consuming it over and over and over again. And remember that the subconscious mind only changes through emotionalization or repetition. So that repetition, the more you listen to something, the more likely it affects your subconscious mind, not just a conscious thought that will eventually get pushed out by the next conscious thought that comes into your brain. Because your brain can only hold so many things in its working memory, if you understand what I'm saying, if you understand the metaphor. So I'm going to consume something enough times to reinforce the message and so much that I'm almost finishing the sentences. I already know what they're going to say before they say it. I want to get to that point of things that I consume if it's strong enough for me and it matters enough for me because I want to know it so well or have heard it so much that I start to know it because I've consumed it so many times. That's where you want to get to with strong messages. Now, something that's not that strong on you, maybe you don't need to do that. But something that is, you want to do that much. So again, as studies say, when it comes to the subconscious mind, that you need at least 7 exposures to something before it passes to the subconscious. 7 exposures to a message before it passes through to the subconscious. And remember that learning and studying are different than merely consuming material. If I take in something that I'm not that interested in, I may only consume it once and never come back to it. But if I'm consuming something that is deeply interesting to me for whatever reason, then I have to consume it multiple times. Enough that it passes through to my subconscious. And if I have something that I really want to learn and I really want to sink in, again, over and over and over again, even back to back, or space it out, either way, actually a combination of both. And again, this is where audio and the ability to speed up the process comes in handy, because we can usually listen a lot faster than we can read tracking with our eyes, even though some people out there have speed reading abilities. I've never taken a speed reading course, but that is actually something that is, I think I have that on my list of speed reading material that I want to take in. I do want to do that because that'll help me get better at consuming material that is on the written format, like pages written on paper. I can get better at consuming more of that faster if I get better at speed reading. And I've taken some light training on speed reading. It wasn't really a course, but some light training on it. And I get the general idea of it. It just takes, it's a matter of practice. And there's probably some strategies that go into speed reading that I have not learned because I haven't taken a course on it. But I do plan on doing that so I can get better at consuming more in a shorter period of time while still retaining, while still having a retaining ability. I'm still actually getting the point, because you don't want to just speed read through something and say, all right, I read a 300 page book in 10 minutes, but you can't remember anything that was in the book. You don't want to do that. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days, because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three, today's topic once again is my current learning system. I am discerning about which subjects I want to learn about while still offering myself leeway to try some things out. So it's a matter of both of these. The area in which I am most willing to try things out is in biographies and life stories. I'll pretty much read anyone's biography or life story if I find them even mildly interesting. They could just be semi-interesting. I will read someone's biography and life story. I was reading the memoir or autobiography, I don't know, I guess we'll say memoir, of an actress by the name of Mindy Kaling. Many of you probably know Mindy. She had a TV show called, I don't know what the TV show was. I think it was called The Mindy Kaling Show, or it was Mindy something. Her name is Mindy, so the show was based around her name. I don't remember exactly what the title was. I never watched that show, but I do remember her being on a TV show called The Office, which I did watch way back in the day, and that show was funny. And I believe she was one of the writers on the show. That was actually a very good show. Now, Mindy Kaling's memoir, I did not find this book very interesting. I would not read it again, but I'm not mad that I did read it, because I try to not go so deep into the rabbit hole in one particular space that I don't come up for air and notice what else is going on in the world. So Mindy Kaling was my hall pass to kind of get out of the worlds of wherever I was focused on at the time. And let me see what else is going on out here in this literary world and read this book. Now, again, I have read probably 40 or 50 biographies and autobiographies and memoirs that I would read again and or of random different people who I don't even pay that much attention to, but I just want to see what they have to say. I probably have a bunch of them on my bookshelf right now, digitally and audio, that of people who I'm not even that interested in, never really followed them or anything like that, but I have their audiobooks. I have their books because I want to see what this person has to say. There may be just one little nugget in there that I may be able to use. That's what I'm looking for. So when I consume people's material, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that one little nugget that I could use in some aspect of my life outside of this actual consumption that I'm doing right now. So of different random people, I would do this. So when it comes to information itself, my current focus is usually around business things. So marketing, sales, copywriting, general entrepreneurship, productivity, effectiveness, things like that. That's usually what I'm focused on. Now, 10 years from now, my focus may change. It may not. We will see, but that's generally my focus. So most of the material I'm taking in these days is around those areas. And usually the material that I'm taking in is reflecting the stuff that I put out. Because I'm paying attention to this stuff, it gives me ideas. Those ideas lead to the stuff that I put out into the world. So if I change my inputs, that usually has an effect on the type of outputs that I'm doing. And that is generally true with all people. Whatever goes in must come out some way or another. That said, let's recap today's class, which is my current learning system. Again, if you're going to be a teacher, you got to be a student. You can't put out what you do not have. Can't give what you don't have. So you got to be taking something in order to put something out. So my process is, number one, I'm usually consuming 3 to 5 books at the same time, both in physical, not both, but all physical, digital, and audio versions. And I just switch between books based on my energy, what I'm feeling, what type of mental capacity state I happen to be in the moment. Number two, when I come across something really good or insightful, I consume it multiple times, or 5, 10, 20, 50 times over time. I'll space it out, but I will consume material over and over again if I really want it to sink in. The subconscious mind doesn't accept anything, so it hears it 7 times. Number three, I'm discerning about which subjects I'm going to learn about while still offering myself leeway to try new things out. And the place I most try things out when it comes to learning is in autobiographies and biographies. And I'm just looking for that one little nugget that I could get even from a book of a person who I don't really know that much about. And you just get to learn about people in other spaces that I normally wouldn't pay attention to. Helps keep my mind eclectic. So I talked to you a few episodes about why you want to have an eclectic input system. Let me tell you where I talked about that. Episode 2830. Why to get information and insight from unique sources. Again, that was episode number 2830. So one way I do that is by reading the biographies and autobiographies of different people, because usually they'll mention something that may lead me to another thing, into another thing, into another thing. So that's one way that I try to keep myself open mentally. But my main focus these days, as of this recording, is around business stuff. So marketing, sales, copywriting, general entrepreneurship, productivity, effectiveness, things in that space. That's usually what I'm focused on these days. But again, that is all subject to change. That said, text me, see you on my community. My number is 305-384-6894 down below in the description. Also, Work On Your Game University. You want to learn from me directly around our 4-part system of mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability, and how it can apply to your business and your life. For you who are top level performers and understand this applies not only in the business world, but outside of the business world, I coach people holistically on what you need. And our framework is the foundation of what we do, but that is not the only thing that we offer. But anything you need is probably going to fit into one of those categories, probably a combination of all of them. Even if you don't understand it, I will help you understand it. That is my job. Again, that's why I'm a coach. That's why insight is my superpower. Again, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com.